弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters, and friends.
让我们一起来到主的面前来祷告。
Let us pray first.
我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你的面前，来感谢你，来赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we come before you to give you thanks and praise.
主，当我们来到你的面前，是求主你的圣灵真的是引导我们，让我们真的知道，在我们面前的是那位救主，是那位永生之主。
Lord, when we come before you, please let our heart understand that you are the true Savior and the Lord.
是那位在十字架上为我们成就救恩的荣耀之主。
And you are the glorious one that who have accomplished the salvation on the cross.
主，我们来到你的面前，主，认我们自己的罪，我们的过犯，我们的在你面前的不忠心。
Let us confess our sin.And the transgressions and our unfaithfulness before you.
主，求主你圣洁的宝血洁净我们，引领我们，鼓励我们。
Let your precious blood cleanse us and guide us and encourage us.
主，让我们能够真的知道主你在我们身上的计划。
And let us truly understand the plan you have given us.
让我们能够全心来依靠主。
So that we will commit to you wholeheartedly.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们知道十字架呢，本来是古代最残忍也是最羞辱人的一种刑具。
We know the cross is the most humiliating and horrible punishment for the criminals.
然而我们知道很多人却喜欢这个十字架的图案。
But a lot of people that they like this symbol of cross symbol.
我们经常会看见有人戴着一个十字架的项链。
We oftentimes see people wear a necklace, with this cross symbol.
或者有人也戴着这个镶有十字架的一个戒指。
Or ring that with the cross.
那么也有人在西服上呢编一个十字架的编针，或者也有人用十字架的图案来纹身。
Or some decorations on their clothes, as the some cross symbol.
那么现代人比较这个人道的刑具，其实是电椅。
And now the more popular punishment for death penalty is electrical chair.
然而我们很少会看到人会带一条电椅的项链或者一个电椅的编针。
But we don't see people wear a symbol of electrical chair decoration.
那么十字架和电椅，它都是一种都是杀人的刑具。
So cross symbol and the electrical chair all is the punishment for capital crime.
然而，为什么很多人唯独喜欢十字架这个图案呢？
But why people like the most the symbol of cross?
十字架其实它本身算不得什么。
So cross its symbol itself is not anything that significant.
所以重要的是它所代表的意义。
But the most important it's meaning the meaning that represents.
而且我们也知道被钉十字架的人很多，然而只有。在只因耶稣被钉十字架才成为了神爱世人的象征。
We know over the history, many people kneeled on the cross, but only after Jesus Christ kneeled on the cross, then this cross symbol became popular.
那么，就像约翰福音三章十六节所言，他说：“神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。”
Just like it says in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
那么据这个一些人的估算呢，说从古到今世界上大约生活大约有1000多亿人这个死去。
So over the cross the history that there's a 100 billion people that have died.
然而只有耶稣的死才给人带来永生的盼望。
But only Jesus' death brings people eternal hope.
因为他是基督，是神的儿子。
Because he is Christ, he's the Son of God.
因为他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Because he died, for our sin.
因为他胜过了魔鬼，完成了神的救赎计划。
He overcame, Satan, and accomplished the salvation for us.
那么今天的信息呢，展示了主耶稣在十字架上时，在现场，在圣殿，以及在遍地发生的一些事件。
So today's sermon that gave us some information when Jesus was nailed on the cross, there's some historical event happened.
那么从中我们会看到呢，主耶稣死亡期间发生的神迹奇事，见证了他就是神的儿子基督。
These historical miracles that happened testified that Jesus is the Christ.
那么我想从三个方面和大家分享。
And we'll illustrate this in three areas.
那么第一点就是主耶稣的死导致遍地的黑暗。
So first is the death of Jesus Christ lead to the all over darkness of the ground.
那么第二点就是主耶稣的死开通了永生之道。
And Jesus Christ's death lead to the eternal way.
那么最后我们会看到主耶稣的门徒见证了主耶稣他的死。
Last is the disciples of Jesus that they witness the death of Jesus Christ.
我们先来看第一点，就是主耶稣的死导致遍地的黑暗，这在我们的经文里面的33节到37节。
So first, let us take a look at Jesus' death lead to the darkness of the ground.
我们看33节这儿说，从五正到申初，遍地都黑暗了。
Verse 33, at the sixth hour, darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour.
那么前面我们知道，主耶稣是在四初的时候被钉的十字架。
So before we know that Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross in the morning.
那么四初呢，是上午大约九点钟。
And it's about 9 o'clock in the morning.
而五正这个里面，五正呢是中午12点，那么申初呢，大约是下午的3点钟。
So the sixth hour is about the noon time, and it's 12 o'clock.
那么也就是说，主耶稣呢被钉十字架3个小时以后，遍地都变成了黑暗。
So that is saying that after 3 hours, Jesus was on the cross, and the darkness came over the earth.
而且从中午的12点到下午3点，这种黑暗呢持续了大约3个小时。
And from the noon, 12 o'clock, to the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the darkness lasts for 3 hours.
所以有人说当时可能是发生了日食现象。
So some claim that there might be an eclipse happened that during that time.
所以就遍地成了黑暗。
So that's why it's the darkness over the land.
然而这种观点是完全不能成立的。
But this might not be a good excuse.
所以第一就是日食呢，它不可能持续三个小时之久。
So usually the eclipse will not last for this long.
而第二呢，日食呢，它一定是发生在新月的时候。
So and also eclipse often happens in the full moon.
New moon.
Oh, new moon.
那么此时的月球呢，正处于地球和太阳之间。
So now the moon is in the middle of the sun and the earth.
那么第三个星球呢，在一条线上，月球就挡住了太阳。
So when these three sun, moon, and earth all on the same line, then the moon will block the sun.
或者说是月球的影子落在了地球上，那么这个影子让人看上去就是看到了日食。
Or the shadows of the moon.came shine to earth that when people see that they see the darkness.
然而我们知道呢，主耶稣被钉十字架是发生在犹太人的逾越节的期间。
But we know that Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross happened during the Passover time.
而此时呢，正是满月的时候。
And this is happened full moon time.
所以地球正处在月球和太阳之间。
So Earth is in between of the sun and the moon.
此时，所以呢，此时呢，不可能发生日食的现象。
So it's usually it's impossible this time that have eclipse happens.
所以所有的前面的两种原因推翻了，那么主耶稣被钉十字架的时候那个三个小时的黑暗是日食现象这种这个理论。
So this gave us the evidence that it cannot be eclipse happened during that time.
所以如果它不是一种自然的现象，所以它一定就是一个超自然的一个神迹。
So if it's not a natural phenomenon, then must be a supernatural phenomenon.
那么从这个神迹呢，我们可以明白两件事情。
So from this miracle, we can understand two things.
那么第一，父神差遣他的儿子来到这个世界来拯救世人。
First, the Father sent His only begotten Son to this earth to save people.
而世人呢，不但不接受他，而且把他钉死在十字架上。
But men on earth, not only they do not accept Jesus Christ, but nailed him on the cross.
那我们在约翰一书一章五节，我们看到他说：“神是光，在他毫无黑暗。”
So, if we look at the
约翰一书一章五节的前半部分。
So John, First John chapter one.Verse 5 that says God is light.
那么在约翰福音的一章五节，他说光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
But also in John chapter 1 that says the light shines to the darkness, but the darkness do not receive the light.
所以这两节经文也告诉我们，主耶稣基督被钉十字架，他为我们死的时候，那么就像是神的光暂时的消失。
So these two verses tells us when Jesus Christ nailed on the cross, it's just like God's light shines to us, but man do not receive them.
那么神的光暂时的消失，遍地都处在黑暗之中。
So when God the light disappears, that all Earth all over in darkness.
那么第二，那么父神为了拯救我们，把我们的罪全部加在了他的独生爱子身上。
So God the Father, in order to save us, He imputed all our sins unto Jesus Christ.
舍弃他成为赎罪的羔羊。
And He gave Him His Son up.For the sacrificial lamb,
让他为我们担当我们该受的刑罚。
So he will carry all our punishment.
那么这是一个伤心的日子，也是一个黑暗的日子。
This is the darkest moment and also a very sorrowful moment.
而这也是一个审判的日子。
And also a judgment from God.
那么我们看下面第三十三到三十四节告诉我们说，生出的时候，耶稣大声喊着说：“以罗伊，以罗伊，拉玛撒巴格大尼。”翻出来就是：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
So verse 34 and 35 says, at that night's hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
那么三十五节这儿也说，旁边站着的人有的听见他说：“看哪、啊，他叫以利亚呢。”
Verse 35 also says, when some of those standing near Jesus heard this, they said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah."
那么这里我们看到主耶稣在快要结束他这个世界上的生命的时候，他大声喊：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
Here we see that during the time that Jesus is almost gave up on his life, that he was cried out to God, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
那么这既表明了主耶稣作为完全的人在十字架上所承受的肉体的极端的痛苦。
This testifies as a truly human being, Jesus Christ, when he was nailed on the cross, he suffered the most sorrow and agony.
也表明他作为神的儿子，为我们的罪所经历父神的离弃。
And also testifies that as the only begotten Son of God, he was given up by the Father.
他成为赎罪的羔羊时，内心极端的痛苦。
and as a lamb, that atonement lamb that in his heart is full of agony and sorrow.
那么主耶稣当时他是用亚兰语说的这些话。
And Jesus was speaking those words in the language of Aramaic.
而当时在旁边站的这些罗马兵丁，他们也不懂亚兰语。
And those Roman soldiers, they do not understand the Aramaic language.
所以他们就只听照似乎主耶稣在叫以利亚，所以他们就以为他在叫先知以利亚来救他。
So they thought they heard that Jesus was calling the prophet Elijah to save him.
我们看36-37这儿告诉我们，他说有一个人跑去把海蓉蘸满了醋，绑在苇子上送给他和说，且等着。看以利亚来不来，把他取下。耶稣大声喊叫，气就断了。
Verse 36, one man ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a stick, and offered it to Jesus to drink. Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down, he said.
那么这里36节，这个从上下文看，好像似乎有一些突然。
So verse 36 seems a comes sudden from nowhere.
因为有一个细节呢，在马可福音这里呢没有记载到。
Because there's a detail that is missing from the book of Mark.
然而我们从约翰福音的19-28节，我们可以找着这个里面的一个联系。在约翰福音19-28节，他说：“这是以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说我渴了。”
So, but the book of John 19:28 gave us the detail here. Later, knowing that all was now completed and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty."
所以这样的我们就会明白，兵丁拿苇子递给他醋喝，是因为主耶稣他听主耶稣说他渴了。
So the soldier that gave Jesus the wine vinegar to drink because he heard Jesus was calling for saying his thirsty.
那么其实这同时也是为了应验旧约上圣经的预言。
This is also to fulfill the prophecy from the Old Testament.
那么在诗篇69:21，他这样告诉我们，他说：“他们拿苦胆给我当食物，我渴了，他们拿醋给我喝。”
Psalm 69:21 says this.They put gall in my food and gave me vinegar for my thirst.
那么根据约翰福音19:30，主耶稣去世时最后大喊的一声的话是说成了。
So according to the last words recorded in John chapter 19 verse 30, that the last sentence Jesus said is it is finished.
那么这里他是在宣告，他不但通过传道、赶鬼和行各样的神迹，完成了他传福音的工作。
So here tells us not only that he preached God's word and doing miracles and healed the sick and accomplished all the ministries on earth.
他也最后完成了为所有信他之人的救赎的工作。
And he also at the end finished the work of salvation for all those who is elected.
代替他们承受了神一切的震怒。
He carried all their all the rest from God for them.
那么使他们在末日审判的时候不再被定罪。
So in the final judgment from God that they will not be condemned.
那我们再看主耶稣去世时发生的第二个神迹，那就是我们第二点。那么主耶稣的死开通了永生之道。
So now let us take a look at the second miracle happened after his death, that he opened the way that God.
那么这38-39两节，我们先看38节，这说殿里的幔子从上到下列为两半。
Verse 38, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom.
那么圣殿内分为圣所和至圣所。
So the temple divided by the holy and the most holy place.
那么圣所和至圣所呢，从殿顶到地面，那么被一条幔子分开。
Between them, there's a curtain from top to all the way to the bottom.
那么祭司只能进入圣所。
and the priest only can enter into the holy place.
而至圣所我们知道它有神的约柜，约柜上有施恩座，也就是神所在的地方。
But in the most holy place, there's a tab, in the Ark of the Covenant, and also the table.
那么这里呢，除了大祭司一年只能进入一次，那么为他的百姓和自己来献赎罪祭。
The Ark of the Covenant and the Mercy Seat, and we know that only the high priest can enter in the most holy place once a year.
其他人任何时候都是不可以进入的，进入就是必死。
And the other people, they cannot enter, otherwise they will be punished to death.
那么幔子呢，是人工编织成，大约是有五英寸厚。
The curtain that is sold by people that about 5 inch thick.
那么即使是用剪刀，人也无法来解开。
Even the use the scissors is hard to tear them, cut them, split them.
所以呢，此时呢，幔子从上到下突然裂成两半，那么这一个现象呢，也不是人来谁能做成的，那也是主耶稣去世时发生的第二个神迹。
But now it teared open from top to bottom into two pieces that can be human act, must be a miracle from God.
那么幔子呢，其实是把人隔绝在至圣所外，是罪人呢无法来到圣洁的神的面前。
The curtain divided separate the people so they cannot enter to the most holy place.
而现在因为主耶稣他的死，幔子从上到下裂为两半。
But because of the death of Jesus Christ, this curtain was teared open.
那么他表示呢，主耶稣为信他的人开通了一条直道，直接能够到神面前的道路。
This testifies that Jesus Christ's death opened a way that we can enter into the most holy place.
表明救恩的时代已经到来。
And tells us the time of salvation came.
那么只要罪人接受主耶稣成为他们的救主和生命的主。
If a sinner receives Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord,
他们就可以得到救恩，可以得到永生。
They can receive salvation and eternal life.
就可以直接来到神的面前。
They can come directly before God.
不再需要大祭司来给他们赎罪。
They no longer need a high priest to atone for their sin.
那么这也正是希伯来书十章十九节到二十节告诉我们。
This is also described in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10.
那么这里告诉我们说，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
Verse 19, therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body.
那么其实我们本来是外邦人，没有资格来到神的面前。
We were Gentiles, we do not, we cannot come before God.
然而我们却因为信主耶稣，就可以因着他在十字架上给我们留的宝血，可以坦然无惧来到父神的面前。
But by believing Jesus Christ and through his blood on the cross that we can come before God fearfully.
因为已经在耶稣基督的宝血，我们的罪都已经得到赦免。
Because of Jesus Christ's blood that all our sins have forgiven.
使我们成为圣洁，得以来到神的面前。
So that we can become holy and come before God.
那么使徒保罗在以弗所书二章十三节告诉我们得救前后是一个什么样的光景。
Apostle Paul tells us what is our situation before and after saved.
那么这里说，你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得清净了。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
那么我们再看三十九节这儿说，他说对面站着的百夫长看见耶稣这样的断气，就说这真是神的儿子。
And Mark 15, verse 39 says, "And when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus heard his cry and saw he had died, he said, 'Surely this man was the Son of God.'"
那么百夫长呢，他一定借过不只是这一次的十字架的刑罚。
And the centurion saw many crucifixions, not only this one.
那么他也一定借过其他人在十字架上是一个死亡的过程。
And he also witnessed many other deaths on the cross.
但当他见证了主耶稣从被钉十字架到最后去世发生的两件无法解释的事件，就是遍地几小时的黑暗，殿内的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
But when he witnessed the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, that he, along with the two miracles, that the curtain tore into two pieces, and also the darkness of all over the land.
那么他也听到了主耶稣在十字架上所讲的话。
And he also heard Jesus crying on the cross.
并看到了他死的时候那种平安的情形。
And also the peaceful moment that Jesus Christ died on the cross.
不像他以前见过的那些被钉十字架的犯人那种惨痛的样子。
And not like those other criminals, their reaction, reaction of the death on the cross.
所有这些都是他从来没有见过的。
And all this he had never seen before.
所以他一定是意识到这位被钉十字架的耶稣，他是一个非同一般的人。
And he must realize that this Jesus Christ on the cross, he's not just an ordinary man.
然而即使如此，他亲口能够说出这真是神的儿子，也完全不是因为他自己的理性。
Even though he witnessed all these miracles, he can say that, surely this is the Son of God. It's not by his own ability.
所以呢，所有这一切，他能够讲出神，这真是神的儿子，我想完全是出于神自己在他内心的启示。
All this is because God revealed who Jesus is in his own heart.
那么其实就像是彼得第一次承认主耶稣是基督时，那么是神的儿子之后，主耶稣对彼得这样讲过。
Just like when Peter first claimed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
那么在马太福音十六章十五到十七节，他这样说：耶稣说，你们说我是谁？西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。耶稣对他说，西门巴亚拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 15 and 16 says, "But what about you?" he asked. "What do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. But this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven."
所以从这位百夫长认识耶稣基督是神的儿子，我们可以看到主耶稣在十字架上舍己成就的救恩不只是给犹太人预备的。
So through this proclamation of the centurion says that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, tells us that God is not just save the Jews, but also the Gentiles.
所以也是为你我这些外邦人预备的。
And the salvation is also prepared for you and me, we Gentiles.
所以他通过在十字架上的死，为所有信他的人开通了唯一一条进入神国的永生之道。
Through the death on the cross, he opened the way, the only way that we can enter into the kingdom of God.
正像约翰福音四章十四章六节告诉我们的，他说：“耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
Just like it says in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6 said, Jesus answered, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
那么，除了这位百夫长和其他的罗马兵丁，主耶稣的一些门徒其实也在现场看到了所发生的这一切。
Other than the centurion, Jesus Christ, his disciples and the Roman soldiers also witnessed the miracles.
那么这是我们最后要讲的一点，就是主耶稣的门徒也见证了主耶稣的死。
And the last point is the disciples also witnessed the death of Jesus.
那么在第四十到第四十一节，这里告诉我们，他说还有些妇女远远的观看，其中有抹大拉的玛利亚，又有小雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚，并有撒罗米，就是耶稣在加利利的时候跟随他服侍他的那些人，还有同耶稣上耶路撒冷的好些妇女在那里观看。
Verse 40 to 41. Some women were watching from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the younger and of Joseph, and Salome. In Galilee, this woman had followed him and cared for his needs. Many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem were also there.
我们知道主耶稣呢，他被钉在十字架的地方是在耶路撒冷的城外。
We know that the place that Jesus was nailed on the cross was outside the city of Jerusalem.
然而他还是在犹大的地区。
But still, in the area of Judea.
我们知道呢，加利利是在呢北边，而犹大呢是在南边。
We know that the Galilee is in the north of Israel, and Jerusalem is in the south.
那么从加利利海到耶路撒冷呢，大约有70英里的路程。
There's about 70 miles from the Sea of Galilee to Jerusalem.
而这些妇女呢，有的是主耶稣在加利利时已经跟随他和服侍他的。
These women, some of them that they followed Jesus in the area of Galilee.
那么有的是跟随他一起来到耶路撒冷的。
Some even followed him to all the way to Jerusalem.
所以这么远的路程，他们就是这样一步一步的跟随耶稣，我们可以看到这些妇女们他们对主的信心。
So we can see the face of those women that they followed us all the way from Galilee to Jerusalem to follow Jesus.
他们从加利利到犹大，一直到主耶稣被钉十字架，都在跟随他。
And from Galilee to the area of Judea and also.When Jesus was nailed on the cross, they were around.
那么这里我们看到，他们跟随耶稣不是为了吃饱得饼，吃饼得饱，或者是为了得什么好处。
We know that the reason they follow Jesus is not for the bread.
而这里告诉我们说，他们是跟随他，并且服侍他。
And here it tells us that they followed Jesus and served him.
所以很明显，他们都是耶稣忠心的门徒。
And we know that they are faithful servants of Jesus Christ.
而这里主耶稣特别的提到三位妇女。
And here, Jesus, the scripture mentioned the three significant women.
那么一位就是被主耶稣赶出七个污鬼的抹大拉的玛利亚。
One is that Jesus cast out the seven demons from her called Mary Magdalene.
那么一个这里说是小雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚。
And another is the Mary of the mother of James and Joseph.
那么这位妇女呢，很可能也就是主耶稣他自己的母亲玛利亚。
And this possibly be the mother of Jesus.
因为主耶稣自己家乡的人，那么曾经这样的议论过主耶稣，在这个马太福音十三章五十五节。
Because the his hometown people discussed Jesus like this.
他们说：“这不是木匠的儿子吗？他母亲不是叫玛利亚吗？他的兄弟们不是叫雅各、约西、西门和犹大吗？”
sorry.
这在马太福音十三章五十五节。
It's in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 55.
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother named Mary? And aren't his brother James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas?
所以这里面我们看到有雅各有约西，说明这所以现在呢，这里面也是他是约西跟马这个雅各小雅各和约西的母亲，所以我们可以判断这很可能就是耶稣他在世上的母亲这个玛利亚生母。
So here it tells us the name of her sons James and Joseph So this possibly be the mother of Jesus.
那么这里我们看到撒罗米，那么她很可能是西比泰的妻子，也就是雅各和约翰的母亲。
So the woman called Salome could be the wife of another disciple that who has two sons.
那么因为在马太福音的27章56节也特别的提到三位妇女。
Because in other scriptures that also mentioned this woman.
所以在马太福音的27章56节这样说，说那种有摩大拉的玛利亚，又有雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚，并有西比泰两个儿子的母亲。
And verse 56 says, among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons.
所以我们这里可以合理的判断，所以这位母亲呢，他们这个撒罗米呢，很可能就是使徒约翰跟雅各，约翰跟雅各的母亲。
So here that we can conclude that this woman is the mother of Zebedee's son.
那我们看到这些妇女呢，一直在远远的观看。
And those women that they look from far away.
所以他们都是见证了主耶稣从被钉十字架到主耶稣去世全部发生的这些所有的事件。
They witnessed that Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross and also his death on the cross.
所以他们都是主耶稣去世时的见证人。
They are all witnesses of the death of Jesus Christ.
那么在今天的信息中呢，我们看到伴随主耶稣在十字架上去世的时发生的两件超自然的事件。
And today we see the scripture recorded the two miracles that happened during Jesus Christ's death.
那么一件就是黑暗在地上有3个小时的时间。
One is the darkness came over the whole land for 3 hours.
另一件呢就是圣殿内的幔子，那么从上到下裂为两半。
And the other is the curtain in the sanctuary that tore apart.To pieces.
那么这里我们也看到一个罗马兵丁的百夫长，因为看到这些神迹奇事，而且又看到主耶稣去世的情形。
And also the centurion from the from Rome that witnessed these miracles and all the things that happened.
那么他亲口认主耶稣就真是神的儿子。
And he confessed with his own mouth that Jesus Christ was the Son of God.
而且这里面我们看到一些从加利利跟随主耶稣来耶路撒冷的那些女门徒也亲眼目睹了主耶稣去世的全部的过程。
And also the women, they followed Jesus all the way from Galilee to Jerusalem, witnessed all these things too.
那我们知道整本圣经都是在为主耶稣做见证。
We know that the whole Bible is giving testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么今天的信息也是一样，所有发生的这些事件再次的见证主耶稣他就是神的儿子，就是基督。
Today's scripture also once again testifies that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Christ.
那么也就是所有信他之人的救主。
And it's the Savior to all believe him.
那么他在十字架上的死是在替我们赎罪。
And the death on the cross is the his atonement for our sin.
是在为我们成就了这美好的救恩。
To accomplish the salvation for us.
那我们可以一起来思想下面一些应用。
We can think about the following applications.
那么当我们看到十字架的时候，那我们的信心是否得到坚固？
When we see the cross, is our faith be affirmed.
我们的内心是否得到警醒？
And our heart is warned.
那么主耶稣已经为我们成就了救恩。
And the Lord has already accomplished the salvation.
我们所有的罪，无论是过去的、现在的，还是将来我们犯的，都已经得到赦免。
All our sins, if committed in the past or now or in the future, are forgiven.By God.
所以他已经为我们开通了永生之道。
He already opened the way to the eternal life.
他要我们的就是跟随他，成为他忠心的仆人。
All he ask us is to follow him, to be his faithful servant.
我们可以随时随地的靠主耶稣基督的宝血来恳求父神的恩典，还有他的怜悯。
We can by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can follow him and all the way to receive all this blessing.
当我们思想这些事情的时候，我们的信心一定会增加。
When we think about these things, our faith will grow.
我们同时也应该知道罪的后果还有它的可怕性。
We also need to understand the consequences of sin.
因为罪虽然我们蒙恩得救，认识了神，但是罪时刻影响我们与神的关系。
We know that even though we are saved by the grace, but our sinful nature, we will sin and affect our relationship with God.
所以我们应该思考一下，我们当如何在我们日常生活中尽量的来少犯罪。
We need to think about how can we sin less in our daily life.
因为我们也常常听人说，如果我们那么要么我们如果不对付罪的话，那么罪可能就会把我们杀了，如果我们不把罪杀掉。
So we know that if we do not put the end to sin, then the sin will overcome us.
那么第二点呢，主耶稣为我们的罪舍弃他自己的生命。
And second, Jesus gave us his life.
那么替我们在十字架上成为了赎罪的羔羊。
And he's the atonement lamb for us on the cross.
那么为拯救我们承受了肉体和心灵无法测度的这些痛苦。
And he suffered for us the terrible sorrow and agony on the cross.
那我们在家中，我们在教会，或者在我们的社区，该当怎么样来活出一个舍己的生命？
So how could we live a sacrificial life in home, at school or work or church?
那我们是否愿意为了他人的好处牺牲我们自己的时间和精力呢？
Do we want to spend our time for others?
那我们是否愿意担当他人的软弱呢？
Do we want to carry others' burdens?
我们是否愿意宽恕他人无意有意无意的过犯呢？
Do we want to forgive others willing for sin or that sin that unplanned?
我们已经接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主，还有我们生命的主。
And we already received Jesus Christ as our Savior and the Lord.
但是我们是否真正的愿意过一个以基督为中心的我们每日的生活呢？
But do we really want to live a life that Christ-centered daily?
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Father, we come before you and give thanks.
感谢你透过主你的话语、圣经中的教导，让我们能够明白主你给我们预备的救恩是何等的宝贵。
And we thank you for giving us this precious salvation through your teaching and words.
也让我们能够知道罪是何等的可怕。
Let us understand how terrible sin is.
主耶稣为我们付上了多么大的代价。
How dreadful that the price that Jesus has paid for us.
他为我们的罪，主他舍弃自己的生命，死在十字架上。
For our sin, he gave up his own life and died on the cross.
成为我们的赎罪祭。
And as our atonement.
主让我们能够真的常常想到这些，常常能够为着耶稣给我们的这些恩典而活。
Let us ponder on all these truths, and so we can live for Jesus Christ.
也让我们常常在主耶稣基督里有盼望。
Let us often have hope in the Lord.
因为他已经胜了魔鬼，胜了这个世界，他已经为我们开通了永生之道。
Because he already overcame the devil and the world, and he already accomplished opened the way for eternal life for us.
我们谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。